الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه ومن قام رمضان إيمانا واحتسابا غفر له ما تقدم من ذنبه وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. We can never thank Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sufficiently for the favors which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. If from now till the day of Qiyamah we go into sajda and we try to thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and praise Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for His immense ni'mats and favors upon us, we will not be able to even do justice to one ni'mat and one favor of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us with the Quran. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has made us from the best ummah, the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us with good qualities. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has blessed us with haya, with morals, with good character. We can never thank Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sufficiently for all these ni'mats. These are such ni'mats that no money in the world can purchase. All the money in the world will not be able to purchase these favors, and you cannot attach any price to them. We will only understand the value of these ni'mats and these favors when we leave this dunya. During the course of this year, there are many people who have passed on. It was the decree of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the will of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, that they had to leave this dunya. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had allowed us to remain in this dunya so that we can still strengthen our bond with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We can strengthen our iman, we can prepare for the akhirah, and we can get closer to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. We can seek forgiveness for the sins that we have committed, for the sins that we have perpetrated. Some pious people of the past had mentioned that we only wish to live in this dunya so that we can cry over our sins. Pious people of the past, generally, their time was divided in two things. Either they were making shukr and thanking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for the ni'mats that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala blessed them with, or they were making istighfar and seeking forgiveness from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for their weaknesses and their shortcomings. They never justified their wrongs. They never tried to cover up for themselves or make excuses for themselves. Rather, they acknowledged their weaknesses and they acknowledged their sins, and they constantly cried to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in tawbah, and they strengthened their bond with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to witness this beautiful month of Ramadan, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Ramadan the best Ramadan in our lives. When the crescent for Rajab was sighted, we already made the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, give us barakah in the month of Rajab, barakah in the month of Sha'ban, and let us reach the month of Ramadan. Ulama explain what is the wisdom in making dua for barakah. We make dua for barakah so that in the month of Ramadan, we do not have to occupy ourselves in worldly pursuits. We do not occupy ourselves in trying to gain materialistic things. Rather, our entire time can be devoted to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah must give us barakah in Rajab. Allah must give us barakah in Sha'ban. So when the month of Ramadan comes, we are prepared to dedicate all our time to the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the mindset of a believer. Remember, Ramadan is no ordinary month. Ramadan is like a long-awaited gift, a long-awaited guest. We are waiting for very long for the month of Ramadan to come. A believer is constantly desiring the month of Ramadan. He is craving for the month of Ramadan. He is waiting when the month of Ramadan is going to start, when the doors of Jannat are going to be open, when the doors of Jahannam are going to be closed, when the rebellious shayateen are going to be locked up. Then I can engage myself in ibadat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is a time for self-discipline. It's a time for self-reformation. Ramadan is a month wherein we boost the batteries of our iman. It is a month of deep reflection and spiritual progress. It is a time wherein we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a time wherein we nourish our souls. Throughout the year, 11 months of the year, we are nourishing our bodies. We are eating different types of foods. We are enjoying the delicacies, the physical ni'mats and bounties. But this month is dedicated for the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this month is for us to nourish our souls. We are made up of bodies and souls. More important than the body is the soul. The body is just like the vehicle, and the soul is the real entity. The soul is like the driver and the rider of the conveyance. When the person's soul is removed from the body, it is a dead corpse. No one wants to even keep the corpse. You'll keep it for a short while and then you will bury it as quick as possible. So the real objective and the main thing within us is the ruh. This is what really drives us. This is what carries us. This is the motivation. And the ruh is fed by the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The nourishment of the ruh is by taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reading the Quran Sharif. So the month of Ramadan, this is the month wherein we feed our souls. This is the month wherein we boost the batteries of our iman. And we utilize every minute in the best possible manner. We do not let any minute go wasted, or any minute it must not be such that we are negligent from the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All months we have to stay away from sin. But remember, when it comes to the month of Ramadan, then we have to be even more particular regarding staying away from sin. Ramadan is the month of sabr. It is the month of patience. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, huwa shahru sabri. When we speak about sabr, what is the meaning of sabr? Sabr is to hold your nafs on something that the nafs dislikes. So the nafs wants to eat. The nafs is craving for something. A person has got the habit of drinking tea, but he cannot have his tea now. Or she cannot have a tea. She cannot have a coffee. This is the month of sabr and patience. We are learning sabr. We are learning patience. So the sabr of the stomach is to remain hungry. But it's not only the stomach that needs to make sabr. The sabr of the tongue is to remain silent. We have got this tendency where we want to speak all the time. And often we are speaking more than we are required to speak. Often we are saying things we are not supposed to be saying. We do not realize the harms of the tongue. The tongue is something can be extremely destructive. The hadith says, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَا يَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي بِهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي جَهَنَّمْ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Sometimes a person utters a statement of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person does not pay any attention to the statement, but because of the statement, he will go deep, he will fall very, very deep into the fire of Jahannam. وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَرْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتٍ أو كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And sometimes a person, he utters a statement pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of uttering the statement, he does not pay much attention to the statement, but it is because of the statement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate his status. Allah will grant him a very high status in the akhirat. So this tongue is a very great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we know how to utilize this tongue can take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It can earn us very lofty ranks in the akhirat if we utilize the tongue correctly. One great imam had engraved on his ring regarding the tongue. He wrote that jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. The size of the tongue is very small, but the harm that it causes is very great. A person will take a few years of his life to learn how to speak. Maybe by 4 or 5 years already a child can speak, but it will take our entire life to learn when we should not speak and what we should speak, when we should speak, when we should remain silent. In many instances, it is better for us to remain silent, for us not to say anything, for us not to say the wrong thing, not to vent our anger. This is the month of sabr. Ramadan is the month of sabr. It teaches us sabr. We have to inculcate that sabr. So the sabr of the tongue is to remain silent. The sabr of the eyes is to restrain the eyes from anything haram, to watch anything of an impermissible nature, whether it be on the TV, whether it be on the cell phone, whether it be on any screen or any device. That same eyes is used now to recite the Quran Sharif. It is used to look in the Quran Sharif. Remember, Ramadan is the month that has got a very special link with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. The more tilawat we make, the too little it is. At no point we can say we are making sufficient tilawat. Let us already make this intention that if last year I made 3 khatams, this year, inshallah, I will make 6 khatams. If last year I made 5 khatams, this year I will make 10 khatams. We make the intention, we make the niyat, we have the desire within our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the strength. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the tawfiq. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is within our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows of the desires that are deep down within our minds, within our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us according to those desires. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us according to our intentions. So then the sabr of the eyes, the sabr of the ears is that we do not listen to anything of a haram nature. We do not listen to any ghibat, any backbiting, any obscene discussions, obscene talks. We do not hear futile discussions. Rather, these ears are used to listen to the Quran Sharif. We find many pious people of the past, they were not kuffars, but throughout the night they will get people to read Quran Sharif to them. Even the women in the homes, their children were huffaz, or their brothers were huffaz. They will make them read namaz for them throughout the night. The hafiz will read 2 rakats, he'll read a few paras, and the mother will stand behind him, or the sister will stand behind him. And in this manner, the entire night was spent in tilawat of the Quran Sharif, listening to the Holy Quran. Remember, every letter of the Quran has that amount of barakat, which is far beyond our imagination, far beyond our comprehension. One letter, alif, lam, mim. A person can spend an entire hour in something futile. You can spend an entire hour playing padel or playing some sport or in some futile activity, and you just read alif, lam, mim, and already you got 30 sawabs. Alif is one harf, you'll get 10 rewards for alif. Lam is the second harf, and you get 10 rewards. For meme, you get 30 rewards. Just something like reciting Alif Lam Meme. So what is within our capacity? There are some people who do not know any Quran Sharif, but throughout the day, they engage in reciting Surah Ikhlas. Every time they read Surah Ikhlas once, it's like reading one third of the Quran Sharif. Read Surah Ikhlas 10 times, and you have built yourself a palace in Jannat. In this dunya, how difficult it is to build a palace, how much of money you require, how much of effort you require, how much of time you require, how much of patience you require. Reading Surah Ikhlas 10 times will take you about a minute or so, but you read that and you have already built yourself a palace in Jannat. That is out of the month of Ramadan. And in the month of Ramadan, when the rewards are multiplied by 70, we can imagine now how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that person. So this is the sabr of the eyes, the sabr of the ears, the sabr of the entire body, and be very, very particular about time management, how we utilize our time. Every minute in the month of Ramadan, it counts. Every minute is a means of proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means of getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Utilize our time correctly, utilize our time properly. Even when it's not the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes a qasam on time, that time, verily man is at a loss. As time is passing, we are getting closer to the akhirat, we are getting closer to the qabr. Time, this is the capital of our lives, and the capital is diminishing. Ho rahi hai umar, misle barafkam, chupke chupke, rafte rafte, dam badam. The poet says, this life is melting like ice. Very, very, in a very subtle manner, in a very discreet manner, slowly, slowly, breath by breath, every breath we are taking, we are getting closer to the akhirat, we are getting closer to the qabr. Are we prepared for us passing away? Unfortunately now, we do not keep maut before us. Think to yourself, if this was your last Ramadan, how would you treat it? When it comes to namaz, you should read namaz like that also. Salli salatam wadda'in. The hadith says, perform salah like a person is bidding farewell to this world. Now if you are bidding farewell to this world, you know you are leaving. Malakul maut is going to take your ruh away. You're just going to read your namaz. How are you going to read that namaz? You're not going to read it in a haphazard manner. You're going to read it with full devotion. You're going to read it with full concentration. Your sajda, you will shed tears in that sajda. Some pious people of the past, when they went into sajda, they would not even want to raise their heads from sajda. People would actually come to see if they passed away. So someone asked them, why do you remain so long in sajda that you actually make the people around you, you make them nervous, that they are afraid that you could have passed away? They say, we think to ourselves, what if this is our last sajda? Let us take maximum benefit of that sajda. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The hadith says, the closest a person can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in the state of sajda. But what is the condition of our salah? Up, down, kiss the ground, and back to town. Our salah, unfortunately, has become very, very, of a very weak nature, and that salah lacks life in it. That salah lacks spirituality. That spirituality we ought to have in that salah. That salah was supposed to be the mi'raj of a believer. That salah was the ascension. It is supposed to take us to different heights of the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every salah is a new mi'raj. Every salah is a new experience. Every salah should take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we perform the salah in the manner that we ought to perform that salah? So this Ramadan, we also think in the same manner. This may be our last Ramadan. We are seeing people passing away all the time. Young people, fit people, healthy people. You don't need to be sick. You don't need to be old. People just contract the sickness, and within few weeks, within few months, they are gone from this dunya. Someone just gets involved in an accident, and a small accident, and the person passes away, he or she is gone from this dunya. So this is the reality of life. We are here today, and we are not here tomorrow. And as much as we would expect people to read for us, remember, we don't know how many people are going to read for us. We have got no guarantees. Reciting, so this month of Ramadan is an ideal opportunity for us to get the proximity and closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us protect our time, let us safeguard our time, let us not waste our time, utilize the time correctly, utilize the time in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned, this is the month of sabr. We inculcate this quality of sabr. Remember, Ramadan is not only for eating different types of foods or having savories. Ramadan is not a month wherein we only adjust our meals times. No, Ramadan is a month for spiritual upliftment. It is a month for us to really benefit from. This is a month of great opportunities. This is a month wherein we can benefit tremendously. You will find certain pious people of the past, when the month of Ramadan would come in, they would tell their family members and they would tell their friends that we will now speak to you after the month of Ramadan. Although their speech was not like our speech, their speech was also for dini reasons, and their speech was also for the benefit of deen and for the knowledge of deen. But then too, this whole month they would dedicate in i'tikaf, they would go into solitude, and they would use this month for them to boost the batteries of the iman, to boost their spirituality. And ulama mentioned, if you pass the month of Ramadan correctly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow the barakat and the blessings of that to remain with us for the rest of the year. We can just 1 month, we have to dedicate ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us tawfiq. There are many people that had inculcated good qualities in the month of Ramadan, and they had got rid of evil habits. This is a time wherein we need to get rid of our evil habits, our bad habits. And many people, they made that positive change in the month of Ramadan, and that change remained within them. Someone in the month of Ramadan, they inculcated the quality of tahajjud, and after the month of Ramadan, Allah gave them tawfiq, they continued waking up for tahajjud. There were people who were lax in their salah, and they were not particular about performing their salah on time. The first salah, the month of Ramadan came, they inculcated the habit of performing that salah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed that habit to continue for the rest of the year. Now they are proper namazis, and they perform every salah on its correct time, accurate time, and they perform that salah with precision, with perfection. So Ramadan is a month for us to inculcate good qualities and get rid of bad qualities. This is a month for us to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ramadan is a month of dua. It is a month for us to exert ourselves in crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, drawing from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This dunya, unfortunately, we have got our gaze on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We feel so and so is going to help us out, or this is going to help us, or that is going to help us, lest we fail to realize it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can help us. As the poet says, Siwa tere koi sahara nahi hai, siwa tere koi hamara nahi hai. O Allah, besides you, there is no other support. There's no one else that can support us. Maybe human beings may wish well for us. They may even try to assist us to the best of their abilities, but they have got limitations. They can only do so much, they cannot do more than that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no limitations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can fulfill all our needs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can fulfill all our permissible dreams and desires, all our ambitions. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can bring any work to completion. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that can remove any blockage, whatever our desire be, whatever we want. It is now the time for us to pour our hearts out before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn how to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we can learn how to draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no one else that we will require in our lives. We won't need to turn to anyone else. We won't need to stretch out our hands to anyone else, because we are drawing from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we cannot draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will find that throughout our lives we will always be dependent on the creation of Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to cry in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never have to cry in front of any other human being, because you're crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not need to speak to anyone else. Now we are going through such a time where people are going through depression. People are going through anxiety. Someone needs a psychologist. Someone needs a psychiatrist. Until and unless they do not speak to their psychologist, they do not get something off their chest, then they are not relieved. So then they have to spend thousands of rands, and then they have to take medication which have got even side effects. I'm not saying that it's not permissible to take medication, but when we learn how to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, merely through dua, when we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a type of peace within our hearts, a serenity within our hearts. It's like a child. One very important aspect of our deen is known as isti'adha, that is seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A child is frightened of another child. He's frightened that another child is going to hit him. He's going to harass him. What the child does? The child runs to his mother. The child runs to his father. And immediately he tells his mother, this other child is going to harass me. He wants to hit me. Immediately the child will feel a feeling of serenity. Now I've told my mother, I've told my father, they will not allow this other child to harass me in any other way. In the same manner, we put our pleas before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We put our case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an excellent guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an excellent being who we can surrender all our affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is being thrown into the fire. He's a young boy at that time. A huge fire has been lit. So huge the fire is that it's even burning the birds that are flying over it. People are afraid to take him and put him in the fire physically, lest they do not get burned. So they use a catapult, and they put him in a catapult, and then they release the catapult, and that catapult, then they throw him into the fire like this. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when this was happening, the farishtas were even worried in disguise. This was the link he had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was his position. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is going through a distressful condition, and here the farishtas are worried. What's going to happen to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam? Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he offers Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, alaka haja. Do you have any need? Can I do something for you? Can I help you in any way? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam tells him, amma ilayk fala. As for to you, I do not have any need. I do not need you. This was his link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam is offering to help him, and he says, I do not need your help. I only need the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam tells him, why are you not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why are you not begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says, hasbi min su'ali ilmuhu bihali. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows my condition. Isn't that sufficient? I don't need to ask him. He knows my condition. He knows my plight. He knows my circumstances. He will take care of me. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not use Hazrat Jibreel. He did not use Hazrat Mikael. He did not use Hazrat Israfil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself commanded, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدَوْ وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We said, O fire, become cool and become peaceful on Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Not only cool, because maybe it would have been too cold for him, but be cool and be peaceful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, history bears testimony to the miracle. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam goes in the fire, and there's some historical reports that mention that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says, the best time in my life was the time when I was in the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is difficult for him. It may outwardly seem to be a condition of calamity. It may seem to be a condition of distress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it most satisfying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it most pleasing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can remove all the difficulties. He can remove all the distress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can remove all the depression. We have to turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us learn to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make dua, in actual fact, we are speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more we draw from the rahmat and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in these trying times, in these difficult times, in these times of fitna and fasad. Every day the sun is rising with new challenges. Every day there are no new fitnas that are coming about. Let us now turn our hearts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make dua for ourselves. We need to make dua for our children. We need to make dua for the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the barakat of someone's duas that we are continuing now. Maybe our parents, our grandparents, some pious people, some pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is their duas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us stable. It is their duas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us. It is now our time to make dua for our children. It is our turn now to make dua for the progenies to come. The more dua we make for them, this is the greatest gift we can give them. This is the best asset we can leave with them. It is those duas that will take them a long way in life. So this month of Ramadan is a time to make dua. It is a time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if one is feeling tired, remember one of the times that duas are accepted. In fact, some mashayikh mentioned that 1 minute before iftar, that is a very, very effective way of fulfilling our needs. Even that 1-2 minutes before the sun sets, before we break our roza, that few minutes we're making, dedicating that time to dua. Don't ever be negligent of that time. Don't ever be negligent of making dua at that time. So this is the dua, this is the time wherein we need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mashayikh, they also show us an easy way of making dua. One dua is called Dua'i Muraqabai Dua'iyah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, he had mentioned this, where you just close your eyes and you meditate without moving your tongue, and in your heart you speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your heart you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pour your heart before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need us to speak or speak loudly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the thoughts within the mind, the thoughts within the heart. So even if you are feeling tired, you are feeling weak, you are feeling lazy, instead of wasting your time on social media, in fact, for the month of Ramadan, let us try and keep our phones away from us. Let us this 1 month, as only where there's a real necessity that we need the phone. Otherwise, we are wasting so much of time on the phone, seeing so many futile things, things that are not so important. People are playing games on the phone. People are wasting time reading advertisements. People are wasting time on social media in discussions, futile discussions. Let us, for this 1 month, keep our phones away from us. Let us do a digital detox for the month of Ramadan. And this time, let us try and utilize it in making dua and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the nuri blesses us with, the barakah and blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with. What we actually lacking in our lives in this day and time is we lacking barakat. You hear this term barakat, but many of us don't understand the reality of barakat. Once a woman came to Sheikh Zulfiqar Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, and she told him, "I've got a very serious problem." And the woman started crying profusely from behind the veil. So the Sheikh asked her, "What is your problem?" So it was perhaps Pakistan many years back. And she mentioned that every month my husband gives me 50,000 rupees to spend. But before the month ends, that 50,000 rupees is finished. I'm just buying few things. And before I know it, and that at that time, 50,000 rupees seemed to be quite a bit of money. So the Sheikh told her that, "Sister, your problem is not that you do not have enough. You have got more than enough. But the problem is you do not have barakat. Because you do not have barakat, that is why this money is getting finished so quickly and this money is not sufficient for you." So the Sheikh then gave her some advices. He told her, make sure you always cover your head. Make sure you always have a scarf on your head. When you're going out, make sure your body is covered properly. Make sure you're very punctual and very particular of performing your salah. One is performing the salah, remember, but the second is performing it with perfection, with precision, in the manner that we ought to perform. And he gave us some wazifas to read, some zikr to make, And within a few months, the woman had written up to the sheikh, and she said, Alhamdulillah, the advices you had given me from that day, I am very particular of fulfilling these advices. That is another very important lesson. Whenever we listen to any bayan, then make this intention that we're going to practice on it. It's not just a pastime. I'm not just here to listen to a bayan as an entertainment. Or I'm not just here to hear some fancy stories. No, I am here so that I can change my life. I am here so that I can practice on what is being told to me. Even if from each bayan, we take away one important point. Every time we hear a bayan, within a short space of time, give it a few months and give it a few years and see what a great change comes into our lives. See what a revolution comes into our lives. So this woman was sincere and she practiced on the advice of the sheikh, and she said, now alhamdulillah, 15,000 rupees. Before 50,000 was not sufficient for her. She says, now 15,000 is more than sufficient for all my needs, all my necessities, and the other 35,000, I'm giving it out in sadaqah. Because my husband gives me 50,000, he perhaps was a wealthy man, 35,000, I'm now giving in sadaqah. So our main problem in this day and time is that we do not have barakat. But how barakat will come? Barakat will come as the Quran Sharif says, وَلُوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If the people of the cities, they have to have iman and they bring this quality of taqwa. Taqwa is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awareness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything I say, everything I do, before I say it, before I do it, I think about it. Will this take me closer to Jannah? Will this take me closer to Jahannam? Will this take me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or it will take me further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Taqwa is we do everything that Allah commanded us to do, and we stay away from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us from. Ramadan is a month of taqwa. Roza is to inculcate this quality of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You want to eat, you want to drink something, you're extremely thirsty, you could go into the confines of your bedroom and eat something or drink something, you could go into the bathroom and you could drink some water, but immediately you think to yourself, you reflect to yourself, Allah is watching me. When Allah is watching me, who am I going to deceive? Who am I going to fool? I am only fooling myself. And you will stay away from that. In the like manner, whenever you want to do anything wrong in your life, think to yourself, Allah is watching me. If a very pious person was watching me, or if I had a lot of respect for my father or my mother, they were watching me, a very great alim was watching me, my ustad was watching me, some pious apa was watching me, I'm not going to do this in front of them. Why? Because I know they are watching me, it's going to be an embarrassment, it's going to be a humiliation. Now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, how can I do something wrong? If my child is watching me, I do not want to do anything wrong in front of the child also. What will the child think of me when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me? So we have to inculcate this quality of taqwa. So the month of Ramadan, if we do not utilize it properly, remember Ramadan will come and Ramadan will go, but we will be deprived. And what form of deprivation can be greater than being deprived of the month of Ramadan, being deprived of the Laylatul Qadr? If we utilize our time properly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with the Laylatul Qadr. Ulama mentioned, when we wake up in the morning for suhoor, then we physically prepare ourselves for that day. Why? We're going to eat something, someone may take some multivitamin, someone may take some tablet. So let us spiritually prepare ourselves for that day by reading a few rakats of tahajjud. All it means, wake up few minutes early, 5-10 minutes early, read a few rakats of tahajjud, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah blesses us with the barakat of the month of Ramadan. Then we utilize our time correctly, utilize it in tilawat of the Quran Sharif. A lot of la ilaha illallah, and a lot of astaghfirullah. In fact, some mashayikh recommend, try to finish the 70,000 la ilaha illallah and keep it for your time when you have to pass away from this dunya, because this is one of the zikrs that will be a means of us gaining forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emancipating us, saving us from the punishment of the grave and from the punishment of Jahannam. So every day we try to read 2,000-3,000 times, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And if we utilize our time correctly, we will find that there's plenty time to do it. There's no shortage of time. when we are in the kitchen, we are busy with anything, whatever we are doing, we are reading La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Inshallah, within the month of Ramadan, we'll finish that 70,000. Istighfar also a lot. 100,000 istighfar has been found to be very, very effective to remove any difficulty, any hardship. Yeah, also, if we do a few thousand every day, inshallah, we will finish that 100,000. So 100,000 istighfar, we try and finish, try and read a lot of Durood Sharif, a lot of Quran Sharif, and utilize our time correctly in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we make a lot of dua. As we spoke about dua, be particular to read our 20 rakats taraweeh every night completely, wholeheartedly, with full concentration, with full devotion. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the 20 rakats, there are 40 sajdas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us 40 opportunities to get closer to Him. Let us not be lazy. Let us not be negligent. This is not a month to be lazy. This is not a month to be negligent. We have to leave our laziness. We have to leave our negligence. And we're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to strive hard. Inshallah, if we work hard in the month of Ramadan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make our moat like Eid. Like you get an Eid after the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we die and we leave this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will bless us with a very high status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that journey an excellent journey for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will upgrade us. Like how in this dunya, person travels in economy class, someone is traveling in business class, someone is traveling in first class. So that journey also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must upgrade us to business class. Allah must upgrade us to first class. That must be the best journey of our lives. That must be the happiest day of our lives, the day when we're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More important in the month of Ramadan, more important than doing nafal ibadat, is that we save ourselves from all sins. Like roza is farz, namaz is also farz. We be very particular of performing all our salah on time, even try to read our ishraq, try to read our charge, try to read awabin, our salatu taraweeh, our tahajjud salah, whatever salah we can read. If you know how to read salatu tasbih, then read it, if not every day, once a week on a Friday, or on the odd nights, last 10 nights. That's a time when we need to exert ourselves more in ibadat. Try to read salatu tasbih. The more salah we read, you look at the pious people of the past, someone is reading 100 rakats nafal every day, someone is reading 200 rakats nafal every day, someone is reading 500 rakats nafal, and you even get cases of people who are reading 1000 rakats. So perhaps they had no time to do anything else. So they also had lives, they also had homes, they also had families, but you will see, despite all their responsibilities, the time for ibadat, they had taken out that time, and they had not shirked in their other responsibilities, but just that they did not waste their time, they utilized their time correctly. Let us make this intention, and let us make this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, O Allah, make this Ramadan the best Ramadan of our lives. O Allah, You give us that strength, and give us that tawfiq, that the amount of ibadat we can do is much more than what we did in the past Ramadans. And O Allah, You bless us with the barakat of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of the Quran Sharif. Bless us, bless our families, bless the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah accept all our ibadat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our duas. May Allah fulfill all our needs, fulfill all our necessities, and may Allah make this a means of our salvation, not only in this dunya, but in the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab an-nar. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا
وسلمه لنا متقبلا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان، اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي كشمير وفي بورما وفي السودان وفي يمن وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أيدهم بتأييدك، اللهم افتح لهم فتحا مبينا وانصرهم نصرا عزيزا. اللهم عجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين، اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم إنا نسألك تمام النعمة ودوام العافية وحسن الخاتمة. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كل عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم، ونعوذ بك من الشر كل عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.